Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There are 9 drive-in theaters left in Illinois and only one in the Chicagoland area, and that is the McHenry Outdoor. The theater's now open with a brand new screen. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness and the movie Uncharted are the movies playing this weekend, which we are less than a half hour away from starting time. And to talk about it all is the guy behind it all, and that's Scott Dean. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Dave, I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Man, there is, first of all, you know I love the history of your place. I mean, you know, it was the old Skyline Drive-In back in 1939. It was kind of the big boom for outdoor theaters at the time. You guys been around a long time.
It has, yeah. Actually, we're coming up on 70-plus years. And yeah, it's quite a job to keep this place, you know, not just looking good, but serving the community. And man, it's definitely a time capsule. It's a labor of love, that's for sure.
It is a labor of love, and I see what you post all the time, and I love the fact that you guys just like redid the screen. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, the first time that was a scary. We knew we had to do something with the screen. It's been kind of untouched, besides some paint here and there, since 1974.
Wow.
So you know, taking the screen off, you don't know what's behind there. But boy, it's never looked better. We opened May 6th and, you know, put the new bulb in the projector, got some new lenses, new screen, and it's amazing. I never thought I'd see a picture like this on this screen tower. So it's
beautiful.
It's been hard work, but man, did it pay off.
It is so much fun, and you know I love bringing my family there. It is just such a great time. It is such a retro time. I just love that, you know, kind of people are playing ball before the movie begins. You're playing some old commercials. The concession stand is so classic. It is just such a great experience. And there's times that I tell people, I'm like, yeah, we're heading to the drive-in this weekend. They're like, what, 1975? What are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, no, this place is awesome. I mean, it's absolutely awesome. And, you know, you guys usually do a lot of different events throughout the year. Obviously, the movies, the first run movies are the big deal back to back every single night, 7 nights a week. But you also do some retro stuff, too, and you do some flashback weekends and do some great classics on the big screen as well.
We try to, yeah. You know, and especially with coming out of COVID here, we had to be really creative. We were doing concerts, and we were doing, you know, Christmas in July, showing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And, you know, COVID, we had to navigate through some difficult times. But I guess the silver lining in all of that was we found some things that are way outside the box that we may never have tried before. That we're going to continue doing, like you said, with some of the throwbacks and theming evenings, and just kind of having some fun with it. Why not, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, you can always. There's so much to. Let me just hold on a second here. And you know, with the movies coming up this weekend alone, and I know you're just a little bit before showtime here, is Memorial Day weekend. You've got the highly anticipated Top Gun Maverick that's going to be playing, followed by Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore. So you guys are really staying on top of the big movies every single week.
We try, yeah. We've always been a first run theater, but you know, it's been so crazy these past few years. But this is the first summer. This is in 3 years that we're finally showing a first run movie. Again, with COVID, there was no movies to show, so I had to show, you know, like Wizard of Oz or, you know, movies that everybody had at home.
But it's cool.
But what I found was it's the drive-in. It's not just a place to come watch movies, but it's a destination because it's really a big block party where everybody's just here to celebrate summer. And regardless of what's playing, it's more the atmosphere, you know, the taking the step back in time. It's just a unique place to be. So, you know, knowing that people want to come here just because it is here is that's a nice feeling.
Yeah, no question. No question. Movies start at dusk. What are you charging these days?
$12 for adults, $6 for kids, and military. And then once we open every day of the week, beginning May 27th, we have Carload Tuesdays, which is only $12 a car. So
that's awesome.
We get a discount next year.
Well, and you do season passes, too.
We do, yep. Season passes, which is a good opportunity, good way to save on admission with each visit. You get a free popcorn. So, and those have proven pretty popular with especially a lot of our regulars who are here almost week in, week out.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Concession stand, that is probably the most retro experience, just being there and walking down into the place. But, I mean, you've got some great food in there as well.
We do, yeah. It's we try to – actually, what I do is the next morning after we have a busy show, I like to walk the lot to pick up the garbage. Because I like to see what are people bringing in that I'm not carrying, and
interesting.
That kind of guides me as to what I should maybe put into the concession stand. So, yeah, we've added a lot of new items. We've got chicken sandwiches. We've got a little bit of everything. You know, your favorite movie snacks, of course, popcorn, and then we've got meals for everyone. And yeah, we're looking to add something extra special here this year. We're going to be adding a little bar area. And, you know, have some wine and beer, some refreshments, you know, nothing like sitting outside on a summer evening and, you know, having a sip on a, you know, cocktail or two.
No, so, no question. And, you know what, you get those in the luxury theaters, you know, so you get that now in these theaters and, you know, full meal service and all this other stuff. It's nice to have just a cold one, crack one open and watching a movie outdoors under the stars, right?
I agree. Yeah, it's as long as you do it responsibly, which of course we plan to do. I think it's going to be something that the customers will enjoy. Just another reason to lay back and relax and kind of let us take care of you.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, again, movies starting soon here. So goldenagecinemas.com you can go to. You can click on the McHenry Outdoor. And, of course, if you want to find out the latest and the fun things they're doing over the summer, go to the McHenry Outdoors Facebook page and all their social media as well. Scott, thanks for joining us. Have a great movie tonight, and I'll see you under the stars soon, pal.
I've always got a popcorn here for you, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next.